Okay, technical problems. I don't think on our part on Blog Talk, I think I've been knocked off a couple of times and people are having a hard time getting in. So if you like to call me, you can try. It is 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm glad that you are here. So we will do our very best to continue forward, and that's what we always have to do. We always have to do our very best, and no matter what situations we're faced with, be Blog Talk or be whatever, we got to put our best foot forward and continue moving in a direction of that. Okay, forward direction. Never going backwards, always going forward. The card for the show comes from my Gaia deck tonight, and it is the Goshna card. And on the bottom of the card, it says, clearing away obstacles, protection, and guidance. And don't we all need that right now? You know, in a world full of chaos and full of questions, or at least it seems that way, We need a clear voice speaking to us, and that's the spirit within us. That's not Michael. That's this voice within us, is that clear voice that we can trust and always lean upon, and I'm so glad about that. But it says clearing away obstacles. So no matter what's going on in your life tonight, just know that Spirit's working on your behalf to get all that stuff that's been holding you back out of the way. A lot of the times we're holding ourselves back. We are not focused like we need to focus. And all kinds Okay, I'm back. Yeah, it's going to be one of those shows. I think it's okay. We'll continue. We're clearing away. And just letting you know that a lot of times, with all the stuff that's going on in our world, it can feel a little scary at times. So the protection is telling us that, you know, hey, you're back. I'm watching for you. I'm taking care of you. And all of that. Okay. Guidance. We need that guidance in our lives. I feel for a man when I tell you so where I've been, what's been on with me, and we'll take your calls. Phone number 407-327-9316. So we will do our very best to get your 407-327-9316 is a call number to this program. Wednesday, let's back up. Tuesday, after Tuesday program, I started not feeling well. I started getting really dizzy. I deal with low blood pressure, so I thought that's what it was. So I didn't really pay too much attention to it. I thought it would just go away. I went and lay down, and it didn't go away. It continually got worse through Tuesday. By the time we get to Wednesday, I am not well. So I call Rose. Rose stepped up and hosted the program. I went to the hospital Wednesday afternoon when the show was going off air. I was in the ER. And I just got to the hospital just a few hours ago. I would say about 3 o'clock. Good news is that they didn't really find anything going on with my heart. So that's good news. And there's a few little problems here and there. Nothing that is too serious. Just continue to send me a prayer for me, and we'll do that. And always we'll do that. All right. And just the same way with you, Spirit will take care of us. So if my energy seems a little off today on the program, you'll know why. Like I said, I just got out of the hospital just hours ago, and not feeling 100%, but I really felt like that Spirit wanted me here and with you all. And so here we are. All right. Let's go to prayer. And so with prayer. We were doing. All right, let's go to prayer. Thank you for your love and your healing energy that you're putting in my body even at this moment. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for your healing hand. When the doctors and nurses and all those people cannot figure out what's wrong, you can step in. Father, Mother God, I thank you for stepping in. I thank you for just loving me and allowing me to love you. I just thank you for thank you for friends like Rose that stepped up even though she was in the back of the day. She stepped up. And sometimes you call us all into the places of stepping up. And sometimes we have to take the reins and we have to bow our head. And I'm so thankful that we stepped in and bowed our head. Father God, I just thank you for my listeners right now because I see you begin to touch them in every area of their life, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever they need a touch in, that you would touch tonight. Father, Mother God, I pray right now that you would help me become that vessel that you always use on this program by allowing me to step back and allowing you to step forward. And so that's where we are at this moment. Father God, just in this now moment, just wanting to hear from you, just wanting to have something from you. And we thank you so much for about to do that for us. And I can feel that. So surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello. Hopefully I get you on. 860, you're on air with me. We'll be if you stop spinning around. There we go. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, we're having problems tonight with our switchboard, but I got you on, so how can I help you?
Hi. You're kind of breaking up a real lot, but hopefully I'll be able to hear you. They got the suspect, by the way. The second Boston suspect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just got him. I don't know. I've been feeling kind of bluesy lately, and I just want some kind of advice from my guides.
Okay, could I get your name, please?
Susan.
Susan, okay. So you, just so I could hear you, because there's a lot of background noise, and I had a hard time hearing you. So to get your question, be sure I got your question right, you've just been feeling a little down lately? Is that where you are? Okay. All right. I just wanted to be sure that we were on the same page here. The first thing that I'm picking up with you on this is family related. Is there anything going on in the family right now? Maybe like somebody's really sick or just maybe a loss. I keep hearing the word loss when I'm tapping into your energy. I keep hearing loss.
Well, my daughter and I's relationship is kind of severed.
That could be what they're looking at because I got a piece of paper and I'm writing down stuff and I got family and then right above family I have loss. So it could be that way, you know, it could be the separation right now. So the one thing that spreads on me is communication. I don't know if you've tried communicating, trying to fix this. Have you tried working on this with her?
No, I can't because I don't have a way to reach her.
Oh, okay. So she's going to have to take that step towards you if she wants to make that communication. Okay.
Yes.
But I do feel like that's possible. I do feel like that probably by the end of the year, she's going to reach out to you. There's going to be some conversations that have to take place, and some forgiveness on both parts here is what I feel like. And I feel like that's sort of holding you back a little bit on your spiritual journey is a little bit of maybe some resentment. I don't know if it's aimed at her, but I feel some resentment. I don't know where this is coming from, but I feel some resentment on this. Does that make any sense to you?
The resentment, yes, it does. The resentment comes from kind of patterns throughout my life. And
okay.
This one is the big one, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And the one thing that I feel like the Spirit is telling me, and the card that we started the show with actually fits here, was the Godson card. And at the bottom of that card, it talks about clearing away obstacles. And so what I would do is I would just really ask your spirit guides to help you clear away those things that's holding you and your daughter apart. Because I feel like that this can mend, and I feel like it can be a solid relationship. But right now there's just so much. On her part, there's just a lot of misunderstanding on her part.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, she just misinterpreted a lot of stuff. And so I would definitely, ask her angels to help you clear away these things. But I would say by the end of the year, she's reaching out to you. And then by next year, you guys are working on this to get this repaired. Okay?
Good. All right. That's good news. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, and I just got a note saying that the show's breaking up a lot. But we're going to try to continue forward. I don't want to go off the air because this is just lower energy stuff at work. And so what we're going to do right now is we're going to pray that this clears up. Okay, so we're going to do that right now. I believe in standing in the power within us. And I don't put up with lower energies messing with me. Because I don't think I have to. And you don't have to either. We get beat up by these things. And it's time for us to take power. When I was laying in the hospital bed, I kept hearing that over and over in my head. taking back power, taking back power, taking back power. It was just continually over and over in my head. And so that's what we need to do. So we're going to pray right now. And what I want you to do is I want you to put your hands either on your laptop or, you know, near your computer. And I want you to send energy. A lot of you know how to do that. If you don't know how to do it, just put your hands on your computer and just see energy going out of you into your computers. We're going to do that for not just this show, but for a whole bunch of other shows, because Blog Talk's having a problem. This is affecting everybody. And so let's go ahead and pray right now. Father, Mother, God, we come to you right now because I don't know what else to do except to come to you. And so we come to you right now to ask you to clear up this show and to fix whatever's going on with Blog Talk tonight. And we just ask you to work in our behalf. You said we have not because we ask not. So tonight we're coming to you asking you to clear all the static up, clear out all those bugs, and just let us be able to communicate tonight. And we say namaste, and we say amen. Let's go ahead to 860, and let's get you. Oh, I think I already talked to you. Have I already talked to you? Hi. Hold on. Well, I'm not going to get anybody on air if that doesn't stop spinning. So let's. Okay, I'm determined to stay on air. 720, you're on with us. Hopefully. Hold on. Hi. How can I help?
How are you tonight? This is Jane in Kansas.
Jane, I'm doing okay. If it wasn't for me getting kicked off the air for 4 seconds, I'd be doing a lot better. But hopefully we'll get you on before I get kicked off again. So what's your question tonight?
Well, I wanted to let you know we talked a week ago, and you said I'd get an offer on my mom's house, and we got an offer Tuesday. So you were right on,
Congratulations on that. I appreciate the feedback.
And so I'm going to be on my way back to Denver to sell my houses there and then back to Kansas City to try to find where I'm going to be for good. But I'm going to go up to Kansas City tomorrow and look at some houses. And I wanted to see if that's going to turn out good. And I also have a best friend up there who's been treating me a little bit bad for the last few days, and I don't know why. Her name's Casey.
Okay. On Casey, they're telling me that you need to take a couple of steps back from that right now. I've got enough going on right now. I would just not let her stuff bother me because they told me to tell you to take some couple steps back. I just feel like that there's just some personal stuff going on with her. Not making excuses for that behavior, but I'm just saying there's some personal stuff going on, and you know, it's not personal towards you. But I mean, when she's doing this, it feels that way. As far as you going up to Kansas City tomorrow, I keep hearing three, and I think what I'm getting is like the third house. You know, out of, like, if you make a list, the third house is going to be the house that you're going to live in, because I keep hearing three.
Okay.
I've heard that since you started talking to me. I just saw the number three. I actually have it wrote down in front of me, I just keep seeing that. So it's like the third house, and also the other thing is you're going to get cheaper. Do not, you know, settle for the price that they're asking, because you could get this house a whole lot cheaper.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, and your house will sell. I definitely keep seeing that. Yeah. Now the one thing I will tell you. With this house, I'm going to give you a heads up because I saw something that, you know, when they're inspecting this house, and I wouldn't buy this house until they do that, they might find a plumbing problem. It's an easy fix, but there is a plumbing problem at the moment with this house, the third house that I always keep seeing in my head.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, I'll keep that in mind, and we're looking at three of them as well, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, yeah. So that might be why I picked up on three, because you were going to look at three of them, because I just had that number just popped in my head, and so
yeah.
You know, and it could be like, you know, also the number of the house when you're looking at the house, you know, there could be a three at the bottom, you know, that last number. So three is a very powerful number in numerology. So I'm not sure exactly what it means. I'm not in that area, but so you might want to just really look at that. Because I definitely keep hearing threes.
Okay, well, I'll keep in touch and let you know. Thanks.
All right, thank you, and I appreciate it. Thanks. All right,
bye-bye.
Let's try to keep on moving on here, if possible. I've got to get this call shut off, if it will shut off. So, hold on. Because, like I said, we're having problems tonight. While things are spinning around in circles, and I know how that feels, because I was spinning around in circles during the week. And so... So it just not going to do what I wanted to do tonight, I don't think. So we're just going to try to keep on going on for a little bit. And if we don't get these worked out, then we're going to just go off air. But, okay, let's try again. Let's go with 610 on there with me, hopefully.
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how can I help?
Hi, I'm having a very hard time hearing you, Michael. You're like breaking in, breaking out.
Okay, yeah. It's Blog Talk, and we're just having some problems tonight. So.
Okay, I hear you a bit better now.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry about that. It's not much I can do about it. I wish I could reach in there and tinker around. But
right, I hear you a bit better now, though.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, I had spoke to you, I believe it was... maybe 2 weeks ago, a week and a half.
Okay.
And I was actually calling for a question, but since, you know, you had told me something before, I wanted to say out in the air. I was concerned because I was going to go to the doctor to, you know, get a checkup because of I had a little lump in the back area between my
right.
ear and my neck. I was concerned it was going to be, you know, something bad, like cancer. But the doctor told me that, you know, he did send me to do some tests because, you know, some blood tests, but he told me it's not what I thought it was because I don't have any of the other symptoms, and it's just probably nothing.
Well, I'm glad about that. I'm glad that it's not anything serious. Let me get my tongue working here. Could I get your name, please?
Sure, it's Sonia.
Okay, all right. Yeah, like I said, you know, I don't see anything serious with this. Spirit's actually already working on healing this. And they're also healing some kind of a relationship, like a romantic relationship. Or are you in a relationship or thinking about that? Because I keep hearing healing.
No, I'm with someone, and, you know,
okay.
I did see a change in the person, so I don't know.
Okay, because you know, with that being said, with Spirit, you know, saying that they're focusing on healing, you know, I believe that they can, you know, Spirit can turn everybody around and get them on the right path, and and in this relationship you're in, I do feel like that this is could be a good relationship for you, but it's just going to take him communicating and being open with his, you know, his emotions and all his stuff and just being clear on things. Does that make sense with you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not too concerned about that because, you know, you could work things through. But I was really calling, actually, I mean, I wanted to mention that first. But I was calling because I wanted to see, you know, I do have a property that I rent and is, you know, part of my means of income. And I'm working on, you know, getting a suitable tenant. I know I have not had any luck yet. A lot of people come by. So I am working on sprucing up the place. I'm almost done. I do have somebody coming by tomorrow. I know a young guy who that works. So I don't know what you were picking up, you know, as far as that, because the place has been available for about a month now. So.
Okay. I'm going to say that you do have a tenant by the end of this month.
By the end of what? This month?
By the end of this month. Yes. And I do feel like there's going to be a guy. Now, is it going to be the guy that is looking at the place tomorrow? I'm not sure. But I will tell you that I do see a guy living there. Okay. It could be him. You know, he might not, mm-hmm. you know, he might not tell you right then. He might, you know, beat around in his head a little bit and then, you know, say something. But I would definitely see you having that rendered by the end of the month.
Right, because the thing is that, you know, first of all, I want to make sure that the person has a job, you know what I'm saying, and that...
Oh, yeah,
know,
that helps. Yeah.
They can make a living and they can, you know, pay the rent because, you know, and I don't know if, like, the sprucing up that I'm doing, you know, it is going to help, you know, a little bit of sprucing up is going to help also people see that, you know, the place does have potential and it is a good place, so...
Like I said, I definitely see a renter in there by the end of the month. So,
okay.
So that's all right, good news.
I will let you know.
All right.
I will let you know how
right,
it goes, Michael.
You.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye. All right. And all right. So far, let's try 661. You're on the air with me. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
You know, wondering, I guess, like everybody else. Just.
Okay. Could I get your name, please?
It's Bob.
Bob? Okay, Bob, you have a question? It would help me if I had a direction.
Yeah, I guess love life issues. It's been kind of weird.
Okay, let's go to 917 and let's see. Let's continue trying to move forward. 917? Hold on.
Hello, Michael. This is Ellen. How are you this evening?
I'm frustrated, but we're moving forward. I'm just having problems tonight, but that's okay. Go ahead. How can I help?
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I hope I can bring more positive energy. I would love to have a message from my angels or guides.
Okay, let me go ahead and put some cards for you. And your energy is really good, and so that's a good thing. The one thing that I think I got your name. Could I get your name?
Ellen, and I've called you many times, almost like once a week or every 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, that's good. I appreciate you calling in. The first thing that I keep seeing with you is movement, spiritually and physically. Are you thinking about moving?
I'd love to, but the opportunity hasn't presented itself.
Okay, it looks like it will present itself here in about 4 months. So that would put you where they're counting would be May, June, July. I would say by September.
Okay.
I keep seeing that. Let me go ahead and pull a couple cards for you really quick, okay?
Okay.
All right. The first card, definitely the goddess of creation pops up here. It says transformation and wholeness, and that's where you're going. You're going into a place of wholeness. I feel like most of your life has been like a struggle. It just feels like you get a little bit ahead and then everything just falls apart. Does that make sense?
Not entirely, but there's a lot of truth to that. You could shorten things up and do that, yes.
Yeah, okay. In a nutshell, maybe. but there's a lot of also creativity in you. Do you paint? Because why would I see paintbrushes with you? I keep seeing paintbrushes.
I love color, and occasionally I take out my watercolors and paint, but I have no talent.
Okay.
I just love playing with colors.
All right, this might be a spirit coming through, so I'm going to stay with this for just a second, okay? I'm going to stay with this because this could be a spirit coming through. Was there any? This would be a man, and I'm going to say right now that there is a spirit trying to come through. This is a male, and he painted a lot. Either paint houses or maybe just painted on canvases, like an artist. He keeps saying an artist. Is this making any sense to you?
Nobody close to me that I can think of who would fit that category. But if Van Gogh wants to come through, I'll take his messages.
if Van Gogh wants to talk to you, you'll talk to him, huh?
Yeah.
But I definitely keep picking up a very strong artist. And also like a Paris connection, like in Paris, London, in that area. And if it's not connecting with you, it might connect with somebody that's still on the line with us. So I'm gonna leave that with you. You know, I wouldn't definitely, you know, just blow it out of your head because it might make sense to you later, and a lot of times it does. Let me pull one more card for you really quick here. Yeah, a brand new beginning starting for you. That's awesome. I definitely see it. Yeah. Movement. Next card. Yeah. You know, there has been a lot of broken promises in your life, but Spirit's saying that they're healing that and moving you forward. The only thing that I can see for you is good up ahead. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about. So hopefully that helps. All right.
It does. Thank you so much, Michael.
I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Let's go with 843 and see who's on the other end of that call. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, yeah, you're on air with me. Hi.
I was just listening. I didn't know I was unmuted.
Okay, that's all right. All right. How can I help?
Yeah, I just want to know about what Spirit or the angels have to say about my son and I's health. My son's name is Micah. My name's Kimberly.
Okay, can you do me a huge favor? Because I'm hearing the show, and it's causing a little bit of distraction.
No, I've turned it all the way down.
Okay, because I'm just hearing like a little echo.
Yeah.
So, I appreciate it. I can hear you a whole lot better. Now your health and your son's health, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And your name again? I'm sorry. Your name again?
Kimberly. And his name is Micah.
Micah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is he pretty young?
He's 15.
He's 15. Okay. All right. Because I'm picking up a boy around you that's 7. Do you have like a nephew? Any little boys around you that would be about 7?
No. No.
Okay. Because I'm picking up a 7-year. I'm picking up 7 around you. I'm gonna write that. It could mean something else. So we're just gonna write it down here. And but with your son, I believe both of you are having, you know, some little health issues right now. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about. Now, I'm going to backtrack. Does your son have brain issues or something with his? Because since I started talking to you, I'm having a hard time breathing. And I don't think it's me. I think it's whatever they're showing me. Does he have some problems with forming words or something like that? Because I keep hearing that.
No, he doesn't have problems forming words, but you were right on with the breathing. When he was around age 6 or 7, I had to put him on a breathing machine.
Okay, that would explain the 7. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for okay.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah, he was on a breathing machine because when he was younger, he was put in the hospital at 18 months for bronchiolitis.
Okay. Yeah. Because I had the 7, and I thought, okay, I don't feel like I'm off on that. I can be every once in a while, but I do appreciate, because that makes sense. But he's not having breathing problems now.
No,
correct?
Not anymore. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, that's good. All right. Because I think they're just focusing on that. Now, I would just pay attention to his breathing, because I'm going to stick with them, with Spirit, because I keep hearing breathing with him. I don't know if it's telling you everything, but I feel like that sometimes he's having a problem breathing. That could also be just allergies. That could be, you know, the pollen count this year is pretty up in a lot of areas. So this could be just an allergy. But I do feel like that he's having some problems with breathing at the moment. Is there – I keep seeing with him why would I keep seeing legal? Is he having some legal issues or – why would I have legal?
No.
Okay.
I've been thinking about going after his father for back child support, but no, nothing legal about with him. No.
Okay. Yeah. So that might be because it was way above when I got your names written. I got legal, and then I took it. So this could be, you know, you fighting for rights and stuff like that for you and for him, and you know. Getting that support, but I don't see anything that I'm concerned about with either one of your health at the moment.
Okay.
Hopefully that helps. I'm not seeing anything, and I've looked a couple times, and I don't see anything that's popping out here.
Okay.
Okay.
I always like to check.
Okay, yeah, and I appreciate you checking in, and hopefully that helps. But I don't really see anything at all that, you know, that would just pop out here.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No problem. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go ahead. Yeah. Let's go ahead and go to what if we get my switchboard to stop spinning around a circle, so we'll be good. All right. There we go. Let's go. So, you can say your name, please. When you get on here in a second, I hope. So, hold on. Switchboard is, not working. I can't get you on. All right. Sorry about that. I can't get calls on there. So, we're just going to talk for a minute until things calm down, because I can't get any calls at the moment. Everything's just spinning around circles. Let's try. Let's go with 323. I apologize if you guys are having a hard time getting on. 323. Let's try you. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Hi.
Hi. I don't know what's going on tonight, and we're not even. I can't even blame it on Mercury retrograde because I don't think we're in Mercury retrograde. So I can't even blame it. So it's just one of those nights. So how can I help you?
Well, I hope you're feeling better, whatever happened at the hospital.
I'm hanging in there, so.
Okay.
But I appreciate it. All right, how can I help?
I would just like a general, see what the divine spirit has for me, the special message.
Okay. All right, let's see what spirit has tonight. So let's go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick. All right, the first card I pulled for you is the Eternal Dance card. It talks about movement, will last, resistance. It feels like you've been in a place of stagnation, like you haven't been moving forward. You sort of been feeling a little stuck lately.
Yep.
I would say since the year started, you just, you know, at some points you feel like, man, what's the use? I can almost hear that coming out of your mouth. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Spirit saying hold on to hope because doors are about to open for you. They really want you to take a really hard look at yourself right now. Be sure that there's nothing in you that would be holding this back. What they mean is that if any unforgiveness, anything like that would be holding you back. But I would, really trust Spirit right now because I definitely see a lot of movement for you. Are you getting a new job? Why would I keep seeing a new job?
Well, it's funny. I do want one. I want a new everything, to be quite honest with you. Hello? Hello?
Okay. All right.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I got kicked.
No, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I got kicked off.
Oh, okay.
So, all right.
Okay, basically,
The one thing I was telling you is I kept seeing a new job with you. Are you looking for a new job or be open to a new job?
Cause I'm open.
Okay, because the reason I'm asking you that is because the last card I pulled for you is a Flame Tree card, and it says the start of something new. I feel like you just need a newness in your life. It just feels like you're dealing with a whole bunch of old energies. At times, feel very stuck in the past. Would you agree with that? I just feel like that the past just really pulls you back that way a lot of times. Does that make any sense?
Well, I've been living in the same place for a while, and I have this job for 5 years, and there's a lot of oldness, but I do feel like, within me, I'm renewing myself, I feel bad. And what you said earlier about me feeling like, what is this all for? I've contemplated that, but I know it's for something great.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got something really popping up here in your path. June really looks like a really good month for you. I don't know what's coming up. But it looks like that rocket launching pad moment in your life that just propels you forward. I will tell you, it does feel like very like job related. Also, would you be open to traveling overseas? Because I keep seeing water with you. Water is also a healing element, so that could mean healing for you. But I also see you crossing over water. And so I'm going to say that either an overseas trip is coming, or maybe at a time of your life, maybe not tomorrow, but at a time of your life, you are going to. I'm going to go with this because the Spirit just told me to tell you this. Yeah, there's going to be a moment when you're living overseas working.
Wow.
I don't know where, but yeah, this is down the line a little bit. It's not tomorrow, of course, but this is down the line. And something about education, I don't know, for you or, you know, maybe looking at some, taking some classes, metaphysical classes would be good for you. Definitely see a lot of healing inside of you for other people. You have a big heart for people. And so I could see that for you. And hopefully that helps.
Awesome. That's great. Right. Marvelous. Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you.
So much.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's try to get another call on here with me. And let's go with 484. You're on there? Maybe. Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on air. Hello.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate your patience. So how can I help?
Yes. I wanted to ask about my love relationship situation. I reconnected with someone from my past, Dan, and we are talking now, but every time I ask him, do you want to go to the park? He'll say, don't know. Do you want to go to the beach? Don't know. Do you want to go see a movie? Don't know.
No.
Do you want to come over here? I made some dinner. Don't know. Now, we've only been talking for a week now, but I need to know, is he going to see me soon or what?
All right. Okay. I'm going to have to tell you what spirits tell me to tell you, okay? And
yeah.
I don't think it's going to be what you want to hear, but I have a job to do. The one thing that I'll tell you is I just don't see him as a relationship. I just see it. I just feel like that he cannot commit. I feel like he has a hard time making decisions at all, and he needs to work on himself. I just feel like that this relationship, if you did go forward with this, I just feel like it wouldn't be lasting for very long. I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you something different. But I just do not see him being able to emotionally connect with you. And I just don't see him emotionally. The really sad thing with this is I just don't see him emotionally connecting with anybody. So, you know, don't take this personal because he just cannot connect right now. And I don't know why. I don't know why. I know that that's not what you wanted to hear, but I also will give you some good news. I do feel like that there is somebody else that would step in here, and it looks like probably about midsummer, somebody else coming into your path, if you're open to that. You know, that's totally up to you if you're open to that. But I definitely see somebody else coming into your path. But, you know, I just don't, you know, he's just not going to be able to give you the person that you're seeing right now. He's just not going to be able to commit to this relationship the way you want him to. I just don't see it possible right now.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow. So you don't see him seeing me at all?
I don't see that right now, no. I'm sorry. I really am.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. Man, those are hard. And because I wish I could tell you something else. But my job is to tell you what spirit's telling me to tell you, and sometimes I don't like it, but I have a job to do. Yeah, that's just hard. Let's go with 214. You're on there with me. Could you say your name for me, please?
Yes, Prem, P-R-E-M.
Prem? Okay. Okay, how can I help you tonight?
Hi, I just want to know issues and what was that coming up for me.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
What's coming up this month for me?
Okay. Because I'm hearing like a lot of background noise. So I'm gonna just close you off for a minute, but I'm gonna answer your question. Because background noise is very distracting to me. But a lot of things are coming up your way, and then I'm gonna click you back on to get your feedback. But a lot of things are coming up. I keep seeing a lot of doors opening for you. A lot of things that have not been open for you before is going to start opening, especially open your mic, especially towards a relationship. Are you looking at a relationship or in a relationship?
No, I'm single.
Okay, are you open to a relationship at this point?
I am, yeah.
Okay, because I keep seeing a guy around you. The one thing that I definitely, this is a guy with dark hair. It looks like dark black hair to me. And somebody that is really trustworthy. Because I think in the past, you've had some people that haven't been trustworthy. And so
yeah.
I feel, but this person is a person that you can trust. Now you're going to be ready to ask me, okay, when's this person coming in? I feel like in 2 months. So this, where they're counting would be May. So they're counting, Spirit's counting May. So May, June, I'd say by July, around the 4th of July. Also, I feel like it's some kind of, does that make any sense to you?
Well, no, you said 4th of July, and I thought of fireworks.
Yeah, that's a good time. Maybe that, yeah, you know, he kisses you, and all of a sudden you see fireworks. That'd be cool. All right. So, yeah, but yeah, that would be funny. I could see why you're laughing, but yeah. I definitely see around then, it feels like some kind of an outing. It feels, and also I will tell you, this feels like somebody that you know.
I haven't met anyone. I thought I kept to myself.
Okay, because this feels like this is somebody you know. I don't know. They keep saying that somebody you know. So I'm going to go with Spirit. That's just, when I don't go with them is when I mess up. So I'm going to go with them. But they they keep telling me it's somebody that you know. This could be somebody from your past, but not somebody you've dated. I'm going to tell you, this is not somebody you've dated. But this could be like an old friend, you know, something like that, that might pop into your path that you haven't even thought about, you know, for a long time. Because I keep hearing like school, I keep hearing class reunion, I keep hearing things like that when I'm thinking about this guy. So this could be somebody that you went to school with, you know, that you never even thought about a relationship with. Yeah. But it also looks like a very solid relationship as well. Go ahead. What? I'm a hard time. Okay. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, because do you have any more questions? Because I can help you with?
As far as also with finances, is that going to get better this month?
Looks like yes. That was a quick yes. So yeah, I would say next week actually. Looks like to me about Thursday or Friday. I think she'd be getting better next week.
Oh wow! Okay. That would be.
Yeah,
wonderful.
That'd be good.
Awesome.
Yeah, because you need to get some money coming in there. I think we all do, but. You need to get some money coming in, and I'm going to go out on a huge limb, and I'm going to say by Thursday or Friday of next week.
Awesome.
All right.
Fabulous.
All right, appreciate you calling.
Well, thank you so much. Thank
all right.
you.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Thank
all right.
you.
No problem. That's what I'm here to do, to help. Let's talk to Rose. Hi, Rose.
Hey, Michael.
How can I help?
Hey, can you tell me, I forgot to ask you this, what do you see happening with this place? Are they going to sell it, or what's going to happen?
Okay, hold on, let me see. I'm writing down your name. Okay, the first thing, I don't see a sell.
You don't?
Not anytime soon.
Because nothing's getting any better here. It's just like, I wonder how long he can hold on, you know?
Yeah. I do feel like it's going to close, but I don't feel like it's going to sell.
You think I'll move before it closes, or is that going to be why I move?
I feel like the closing and your moving is related, so I would say that you'd be moving right when it closes. And it might not close, but right now I have a strong indication that it's going to close. He's just not getting any money in there, and I don't see how he's keeping the lights on.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Because I happen to know he's having trouble in that department.
Yeah, because I don't. I mean, you know, the bills come in, and I just don't see any money to pay them.
Right.
You can go like that for a little bit, and then sooner or later, there's going to be cutoffs. And So I just definitely don't see the selling. And, you know, I keep seeing a close sign in front of it. And I'm sorry for everybody because there's, you know, there's people that work there and, you know, they depend on this money. But I just have a really bad feeling that this is going to close. And I still say, I would say it wouldn't be closing until maybe, you know, fall. But I would be surprised if it wasn't. If it was still open come the end of summer, I'd be surprised.
Okay, yeah, that's the feeling I'm getting too. It's just going to end up closing. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you got about 3 more months there, I would say in about 3 months that place should be closing. I'm hoping it turns around. I mean, for everybody, but right now I would see it closing.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. I'm going to have to listen to the show in archives because I missed the whole beginning.
Yeah, well, there wasn't much of a beginning. It was just me trying to stay on air. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I don't think that, yeah. If you want the show, I'm going to tell you right now, if you want this show, you might want to download it because I'm going to delete it. If you want it, I would download it. I won't delete it until tomorrow. But we will take it off the thing just because of all the technical problems. I'm a perfectionist at times, and I know, but I'm working on it. But right now I'm a perfectionist, and so I'm just telling you, give you a heads up. If you want this show, I would download it. And you can do that over there on our show page. You can click there, and you can just download the show. 402, Sharon. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I need it in every aspect. So a general reading, if you wouldn't mind.
I'm gonna ask you a couple questions, okay? And just answer yes or no. All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right. Do you fight depression? Why would I see a cloud around you? I keep seeing the cloud.
Yeah.
Okay, is that an ongoing problem?
Stuff happening.
Yeah, it just feels like there's like, you know, in the last couple of years, I just keep seeing loss. Does that make sense?
Constant.
Yeah, just like a constant loss. Losing things, losing people.
Yes.
Okay. Have you lost? Is there a person on the other side that was just recent, like in the last couple of months?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yesterday was the anniversary of my son's death, and you know, I'm really missing him bad too. So.
Okay. Well. Okay, and is there something coming up in May? Because I wrote down May and I circled it. Is there an anniversary or an event in May? Because why would I?
Not that I know of. My daughter just had a baby, and you know, maybe I'll get to see her in May. I don't know.
Okay.
Is
there a name? Is there anybody named May?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to just go past it since it's not making any sense to you. It might make sense later.
Okay.
I just wouldn't blow that out of my head because I have it circled and I feel like it's important to your son because as soon as you mention his loss, I heard May and then I circled it. So it might be significant to him in some way, you know. This might come to you later. So that's why I'm saying don't throw it out of your head because this might come to you later.
I did find out, Michael, that my son's fiance when he was murdered is getting married in about 2 weeks. So maybe she's getting married in May. I don't know.
Okay, so that would be, yeah, that would put you right in May. That would put you about the 1st of May. So maybe he's recognizing that. Okay, that would,
but the killers have never been caught.
Man.
I mean, there's never been any justice for it. So it's pretty big cloud
right.
for me, along with everything else.
Right.
I have a lot of health issues, too.
Yeah, and also there might, I'm just going to throw it out here. The thing is that you might want to think about setting up a reading with me, and maybe we can talk about some of these unresolved things, because I just don't like to do this on air, because you just never know who's going to listen to the show, so I don't deal with that stuff on air.
Okay.
But if you want to explore that a little more with me off air,
okay.
I could set that up with a reading.
Okay.
I just don't do that kind of stuff on air, and you probably would understand why. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Now I do feel like your son is coming forward, so I'm going to be quiet for just a second, and as I tap into his energy, because I do feel him coming forward. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Because definitely. He's telling me not, this is what he's telling me to tell you. He says, stop focusing on how he went. Just know that he's okay now. I don't know if that means anything to you, but
Michael,
he says you're too much in his place. Too much in his place. And I understand that. Justice will perform.
Michael.
This is what he keeps telling me. But he wants you to be back.
Michael? 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 Michael?
No.
Tell you something, and then we're going to try to get to. I got knocked off again. Whatever's going on just does not want us on tonight. And but that song that just played, I didn't push that. I shut the song off that was playing. Then that song, Better Days, started playing. I don't know exactly. Maybe it was for the caller I had, and I don't know. Is Sharon the one that I was talking to? I don't know. Let's click on her and say hi.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was me, Michael. I didn't hear a word. It kept breaking up when you were trying to tell me what my son said.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, okay, I will. And hopefully we don't lose that again. Okay, I'm going to try to get him. You know, because also I will tell you also because of all that chaos, I lost his energy for a minute. I'm going to try to get that back. Okay, so I apologize, but let me try to get him back here. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm having a hard time connecting again. He told me I don't have him right now. I'm really sorry. I did have him, and then when I got knocked off, and I will tell you, he's a very powerful energy. The one thing that I can remember that he did tell you, that, you know, that he's okay for you not to be stuck. He did say that. I will tell you that that's what he did say to you. But as far as having his energy with me right now, I don't have that. I could just remember that's what he's told me, is that you were stuck in the anger place, and he wants you to try to move out of that. I do apologize. If you would like to set up a full reading, you know, that might be good. Because tonight we're just not doing well tonight on this program for whatever reason. But I do appreciate you calling
in.
Yeah, go ahead, real quick, before you lose me again. go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Anything regarding my health and relationships?
Okay. Are you in a relationship now? You said relationships.
Yeah, because I've been having it's like everybody's leaving me. All my friends, family, and I am in a relationship.
Okay. I would definitely lean towards a full reading with me, but not on this really quick here, as I would, because you just got a whole lot of stuff going on, and I have a whole bunch of stuff for you. I just don't have time to say it all. But as far as the relationship goes, I do see a long-term relationship. Now, I will tell you, I don't see it with who you're seeing right now. But I would see another relationship popping up here next year. As far as your health goes, when was the last time you saw a doctor?
Last week.
Okay, everything looked okay? Did everything look all right?
No, I'm supposed to have a bunch of surgeries.
I'm
kind of fighting cancer.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I would you know, I would just focus on my health, you know, start, you know, don't worry about it. The other thing is manifest something different. Let's manifest you don't have cancer. Let's get rid of this. And I believe in the healing power of spirit. I've seen it in my own life many times.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so I definitely believe in it. And just because they say you have cancer, you know, that's not the final word. The final word is spirit within you. And you know that. And so, I would definitely just manifest you whole. Manifest every part of your body, whole, every cell of your body, perfect, that there's no cancer there. I would just keep seeing no cancer there. I would say that every morning when you wake up. I said, there's no cancer in me. That's what I keep saying. I would keep saying that. I believe in this very powerful, you know, stuff that Spirit's given us. You know, just keep saying, you know, I'm not going to buy this. I don't have it. I don't want it. No way. Not today. And so just keep doing that to yourself. And hopefully I've helped you tonight. And I'm sorry for breaking up so much tonight, but not much I can do about it. So.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye. All right. Yeah. Spirit's still trying to connect through all the chaos, but that's just the way it is. But, you know, Sharon, you might think about getting a full reading with me. You can set that up at www.spirituallyawakening.com. I'm still not feeling well, guys, so just bear with me. www.spirituallyawakening.com. I do have guests tomorrow, and hopefully all these technical issues won't be here. But we do have Shawn Michael and his wife, Debbie, with us tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central on tomorrow's show. All right. I feel like that we've got everybody done. So I don't see any reason. Our phone lines are closed at the moment. You know, the one thing that, like I said, when I was in the hospital, you know, I was laying there, was it last night? I think it was last night. And I had a friend of mine come over and visit for a while. And then after she left, I was just laying there and I kept hearing, you know, moving forward, letting go of stuff. And, you know, just trusting. You know, a lot of times we can go into that place of fear, especially with health issues. I think a lot of times, you know, spirit can try to say, hey, you know, the other spirits in the world try to tell us, hey, you know, you're really sick and all this stuff's going to happen. You know, and spirit wants us just to stand our ground and to focus. And more than ever, we need to focus. You know, tonight has been really hard on me. Because when we have these technical problems, it's hard to focus. It's probably been hard for you to focus. But, you know, I was determined to stay on air, and I'm determined to stay on air. And so, because I believe that Spirit wants to talk to us. You know, in these last 20 minutes of my program, I'm going to allow that to happen. You know, I'm going to just tap into Spirit and see what Spirit wants to say. Is that okay? You know, I'm not saying it's going to be channeled. I don't think I have enough energy to do that tonight. But I do feel like that Spirit wants to relay something to us. So I'm gonna take a pause here and let that happen. And like I said, it's probably not going to be channeled tonight. But I am going to let Spirit speak to us. So let me be quiet for just a second. Okay, actually. They said they want to talk. So the next thing you are going to hear will be a channeled message from Spirit. So they say I have enough energy to tap into them. So they want to talk directly to you. And so I'm going to allow that to happen. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, and they will speak to you. So the next message you will hear will be a channeled message. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of what you see around you. For around you seems like chaos, but in chaos we are creating a powerful world. For old things have to pass away and all things become new. So do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of the days ahead. For in the days ahead there will be more chaos, but it is soon be gone. It will never be here forever. It's here for now. In this now moment, it is here. We come to you tonight to let you know that we love you beyond measure. We always say that, and it is always true. For we know that you shed tears. For a lot of you do not like how your planet has gone. A lot of you do not like how the earth has been treated, and neither do we. But we don't come tonight to you in any place of judgment. We don't come tonight in any place of anger, for we do not have those emotions. For those are human emotions. Those are things that you have to overcome and to get through. There is nothing wrong with human emotions. The only time human emotions are wrong is when you are drowning in those. And a lot of you tonight are drowning in them. You're letting them dictate to you what your future shall be. But that is not how your future will be. For we come tonight to tell you that if you ask, you shall receive. If you knock, it shall be open. For the opportunities are there. You have to grab hold of the opportunities. You have to reach out for those opportunities, for they are in your path. We come tonight to tell you that you shall abound in every area of your life once you let go of things. There is no stopping you when you tap totally into us. For we are in all things, and all things have been created by us. We come tonight to tell you that a better world is ahead. We tell you tonight that it is not very far away. We tell you tonight to meditate upon things, to pray about things, to manifest a better world, and a better world shall come to you as you manifest it, as you draw it to you, then it will come. If you focus on all the things that you don't have, then you will never have anything. For what you focus on is what you will get. If you aim in a certain direction, then that is the direction that you shall go. Do you understand what we are trying to say to you tonight? It is your choices. It is your choices that dictate your future. For you are in control of your destiny by your choices. So that is what you need to focus on. Is where are you going? What do you want to bring into your life? What do you want to see in your life? We do not want you to feel stuck. We do not want to see you stuck. And we are willing and able to unstick you, but you have to ask. Do not let fear overwhelm you. Do not eat junk for junk, then you shall be. Eat positive things, and positive you shall be. We raise you up tonight into a higher vibration, into a higher place, we do so. For it is time to bring you up, not to tear you down. There is enough people tearing you down, including yourself, and we ask you to stop doing that to yourself. It is time for you to build, not to tear down. For the season is now for you to plant, to harvest, now is the time to do this. Build your house, build your life on a strong foundation, and that strong foundation is within you. Built on truth. For anything built on truth shall stand the test of time, but those things that are not built on truth shall pass away. It is time for truth to prevail upon your planet. And it shall. It is time for wholeness to prevail on your planet. And it shall. It is time for peace beyond any of your understanding. We shall do this in time. And the time is coming that peace will be here. All the things will pass away, but all things will be created new. It is already happening, and it is already taking place. Do not be afraid of change. Do not be afraid of where we are taking you. Just trust us. We speak to you in dreams, and we speak to you in visions, and we speak to you through channels like Michael. For it is now time for you to hear what we are saying. For we love you, and we ask you to love you. Because love begins inside of you. Power begins inside of you. For you are stronger than you think you are. You are healthier than you think you are. Your mind wants to play games with you, but the time for your mind to play games with you is over. It is time to pack that board game up and put it in its place. For this is the time for you to stand in your own strength. For you to really believe what you believe. Not what Michael says, or not even what we say, but what you believe. It is time for you to become you and to let that shine forth. It is time for you to be all that you were meant to be, and you shall be that. We leave you tonight with this. You live in a world, yes, that at this moment has a lot of chaos and a lot of anger and a lot of hate and a lot of these things, and these things create wars. For there shall come a day that these things shall pass away. For we have seen enough dying. We have seen enough killing. We have seen enough. So these things will come to an end, but it is not yet, but it will be. Do not be afraid of the days ahead, for there shall be more things like which happened before at the beginning of this week. There shall be more things like this. But that does not mean that you go to a place of fear. It is that you go to a place of faith. You let your light shine forward where there seems to be so much darkness. There has to be and always will be more light. Build your house tonight on solid ground, and it shall stand the test of time. We are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. Man, all I can say is, wow. You know, I don't know what they say, and I'm going to have to listen to the show. But out of all the chaos of tonight, I knew that they wanted to speak. Because in the chaos of our lives, they're the strongest. It's when they are when we are at our end of our rope, that's when they work best. It's when we don't see the future, that's when they create it for us. Tonight has been, I would say on my show, has been the most chaotic show that I've had. So I guess we... I don't know. I don't get tonight too much, but, you know, I'm you know, all I can do is say that I've done my best tonight, and hopefully you got something out of the program. I hopefully you did. If you want to save this show, I would suggest you download it. I will give you till tomorrow. It will be up until tomorrow, and then I will pull it down. But if you want this program, download it. That's all I can tell you. You know, and someday I won't be a perfectionist and all that stuff, but I'm still very much human still. But I do appreciate your prayers. I want to say that. I do appreciate your prayers and the energy you sent to me while I was in the hospital. Continue to do that. I am not feeling good right now, actually. You know, I really felt like the Spirit wanted us on. And so we have been on. So continue to pray for me as I continue to pray for you. I'm going to say goodnight to you while I can. So goodnight and welcome. I mean, goodnight and welcome. See, I told you there's something going on with me tonight. But tonight I want to say goodnight to you, and you guys be good. Be safe. Be you, and I'll be me, and together we'll get there. If you want this program, I'm telling you, download it now, and it will be up until tomorrow morning, and then tomorrow morning it will not be here. So if you want it, download it now. Thank you for supporting the show. If you would like to make a donation to this program, that would be great. We need your help. I got bad news the other day. My car got some serious issues with it. It's going to take some serious chunk of money that I did not have. I don't have money to fix my car at the moment. Car's going to cost about $600-$800 to fix. So, and I'm sure you've all been there. But the show needs your help. And so if you would like to make a donation, you can go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. There's a donation button right at the top of that page. Click on that. You go to a secure site and give what you can. The other thing, if you would like to set up a reading with me, I will tell you, May 1st, a week from Wednesday, my prices are going up. They go back to the regular prices. So this will be the time for you to book your readings. They will go up on May 1st. All right? All right. So you guys have a great night. Have a great weekend. Be blessed always. And we're going to close out with a song. And you have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio and, I guess, the chaotic program. But have a good night. Hey, we got through it. That's all that matters. So have a good night. And I'm still smiling, so that's okay. All right. See you guys later. Bye-bye. Bye, Guru.